Alchus Kriyas HaTorah, Olding, Simon Kof, Amar Chas, Kof Amar Das. There's an interesting Torah Shema Sim Sadeke. He says, Reuven bought a mafter. And good, so Chav Shimon to go for mafter. And the minhag of the shul was that the one who gets the mafter, he leans. And he's a little uncomfortable getting up to leaning. Doesn't know if he can do a good job or not do a good job.
Well, he leans Navi.
He leans Mafter, I'm saying. He leans Mafter. So, does Mafter. So, kids, Shimon did not take the Aliyah. He wants to know that Maisa brought down Chazal that one of the things that are Makatsi Mashal Adam is you get Aliyah and you don't go up. So, he wants to know Napsi Bishalasi if what's going to be with him. So, he brings down there's a Medesh Tanchum and Pashas Yisrei, which brings down Sevetani Rabasi. Which is Meister Akiva Shakur Chazim Ram Lilikris Vater, the Meister Akiva that they call him to get Aliyah. Leretz Lalis. Didn't want to take Aliyah. I'm literally Tamil Rabbeinu Lakacha Manu. Didn't you teach us? How can I take Aliyah? So he says, the reason why he didn't take Aliyah is Shle Siddharti Isa Shtaim Vashle Shapam. So I did not be Masada the Pasha 4 and 2 or 3 times. Shane them Rashi Luma Dava Isha Shtaim Vashle Shapam. Benu Venatsmai. Person can't get up there and unless he does 2 or 3 times before himself, find Kesh Baruch, which is nice and manalash and the chalabias, to give you a fun of. And it says when Kesh Baruch gave the Torah, it says, Azrav is Kam Chakra, Vakach Yomer, Vadam, even Kesh Baruch himself said 2 or 3 times. And therefore, a person is not allowed to, unless he did the parashah 2 or 3 times, he's not allowed to go ahead and do it. That's the Makar Rechaber. You were not Masada Pasha 2 or 3 times, you should not go ahead and do it. Drama Kal Kamer Akiva, who knows everything, Darish Tagi Tagin, and he didn't want to do it. And the Vadi Shlita Kal, Klal, Elamai, it's Chukas HaTorah, Inam Rashi Lamedo, if Neit Sibar. You can't see something in public, it lets you do it 2 or 3 times. Koshkein, Benin Didan, where this guy doesn't know he's doing a good job, is Koshkein. A person doesn't have to take the Aliyah. And he says, I don't know, I don't call him in Mechas, he's a Sibah, Hechreches. Anyway, he doesn't take Aliyah because Hechreches, because Hechreches is a psal or some type of problem, then there's no chash of Mekatsi Yamav Shalada. But what's interesting part is that the Ming Rai that Kesh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah, did 2 or 3 times, beforehand, then he said it over, Elamai is Chukas HaTorah, that before he says something in Rabbim, you have to say it over a couple of times. So this is they tell the Magid Yishurim this, right? Before you give a share, you have to. You
and Joshua too. No, Rav for Joshua.
Yeah, Asalem Rabbim. Until you. It's Asalem Rabbim until you Mishan and Shtaim Mishlish Shapamim. Zo Chukis HaTorah, even though you committed not to make a mistake. Zo Chukis HaTorah. And. Very interesting. Interesting Torah Lashma.
He's reading more than the Makkah. This is the Makkah for the Halach and Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
So what's he adding? I mean, what do you see more from him? Just he's the one who brings the makkah.
He says it's a kosh gain if we find that
any siba, any other siba also.
Yeah, he's like so any other siba would be fine. Now Benigeya just has over and just add a couple more things. Benigeya, the truth is that when a person gets aliyah, is the first halach we saw is number 1 is that the aliyah person has to be standing. The person should not be leaning. And the makar is ata pay in Madi, that person has to be standing when you do the kriya. If a person, so for example, makam sarich, if you do day smicha, makam sarich, if you're doing lina day smicha, makam sarich or mekos, so you have
the brachas and barachas.
Chayva, makam same makam sarich also mekol. Makam sarich or mekol day smicha. Somebody's old, somebody this. It gets into the shadow of myself, yeah, can you give old man a wheelchair earlier? So, not ideal. Being that it's okay. If there's a siba, why we're going to do it, then the mice are going to do it. Fine, the minig is, they're supposed to wear a talus when you get aliyah.
What's the halacha there?
Bidyavit is okay, so therefore if there's a stakat tzarech, then we'll give a person aliyah. Now, benigeya, we mentioned last week, the minig is you wear a talus when you get aliyah, but then the sharifayim. He's supposed to wear a talus. We said, Benigeya, Monday and Thursdays, the minute is that we say tefillin just as good. What about a kavod? So tefillin just as good. Also on Shabbos, also we'll make all.
Just as good as chatzil?
I say? Well, no, again, the Bachram don't, on that Thursday, don't.
You don't have to,
look,
the
Bachram
don't have to
put on Thursday. No, they have Twilin on. Shabbos Mincha also, but, you know, by Shabbos Shachar, so rather, when everyone else is wearing a talis, and, you know, rather the minigs, you should wear a talis. So, before you make the bracha, you're supposed to look at the place, and Shai Feinberg said, you should kiss. As Chivis HaMitzvah, you're supposed to kiss the Makim. Some don't like you putting your kiss on actual Isis, because it's just about Chivis HaMitzvah, so you do it on the side, you know, and you kiss it. So you look at the area, and you make a bracha on that area. And let's say you make a bracha, and you realize you're in the wrong place. So that's the discussion Simon Kuf Mem, kind of brings down. Then they realized, oops, I'm in the wrong pasha. So now they rolled it to the place where it was supposed to be. Chayav brings in 2 days. Brings that some say I'm make the yom to go out and do it. Why? Because stomach daita is all the parsha taira. Therefore, it's like v'yeshem tzarech l'varech. Why? Because finally, it's kind of brachas rak l'pasha, which they showed him. That's why he has to have he had kavana dafka on this thing. Therefore, you have to make a new bracha on this pasha. The chrims in the mice were noigin ki yeshem mzeh. That when noigin like this mandamar, that you go basa this pasha, and it's the wrong pasha, it's not going to be good. Ve'inav kemina bein amok kishur lemetchil ha'yad pasha acher zagamri, if it duch v'yisei sedra, you have to go ahead and make a bracha, because you only have to ask what's in front of him.
That's anything in front of him, even if he thought the wrong place?
Yeah, if the thing which is open. Then he makes that, Mikosh lach zavarek, my mokim shvare lebo isay seder shal shvua, if it's in that week's parasha, in mokim biyodi yishlam lismach, maybe that's going to be okay. Yeah, he says, in parasha zavarek, look, it's like, gam mugul afana, vishar lo, then he says, the tazra shfaim say, yom vega bracha, daite kumasha munach lefanav. Right, now there's a very important Be'er Halacha which adds fuel to the issue. And this happens every once in a while. You know, they open up, so they're like, hey, what are you doing? Wrong pasha, like, what's going on? So the Be'er Halacha brings up Pinagot. The Be'er Halacha says, Dafka Be'er Halacha, you did is a pasha Shem Barakala, Valen is Kavin. But after Barakala, they told him, oh, we're in the wrong place. But if the Etzim Dov was a toys, you knew we were in Pasha's Bar Midbar, and they opened up to Pasha's Bar Yisrael, he just didn't look at it. Look, I thought it was by Midbar. He just made the bracha. Then he says that's not going to have sick because Kavona wants a passage by Midbar, and therefore you're going to the okay. Paderach Chaim being Zaraya, Simri Tesha Beis, but again, his brachas Shein Alachalik.
This is going based on where the Valkyrie is planning on starting from, or what they're actually chayvim. I mean, what would happen if Valkyrie for some reason was intending to start earlier?
That's telling the Mavarach, you know. So, right, one more time. If it's, we're passing about something, you have to be girl, you have to make a bracha. If it's open in front of you, you don't have to make a bracha. Because in that parasha, if you don't make a bracha, now the Pirmagan and Derechem, if it says, no, because Pirmagan wants to say.
What if it's not lafanav? If it's in the parasha, not lafanav, Eimechim?
Yeah. If it's a fun of, we don't make a bracha. If you knew where parasha was, just, you didn't realize where. The holding by so Pirmagan says, you don't make a bracha. Mashing of Derechem says, in lechalik v'zeh. It's not really clear what the maskana satavar of the Be'er Halacha just brings right in lechalik v'zeh. Bishruri doesn't discuss it. L'maisa, the bring down in Archer Savenu, Chedekim Peshi Rejidah, the Tshuva from Archer was Aleph Lamed Vav, Mechitzitzak Zayin, they all go like this Pirmagadim. I say if the guy knew what Parsha was, L'maisa, you're not going to make a bracha. I've seen places where they didn't make a bracha.
They did.
Yeah. Read that. But the pashas of the Achra of.
Is that a general cloud when the Mishnah is moist of information and then describes part?
No. Same with Mitam Savabracha. It's the same thing as Svara that the whole toy is.
Oh, they're not saying in Esau of Yimitas of Biralacha. They're saying no one there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying. They don't learn like Mishnah Berurah like that. I'm saying like we once asked the David. We asked him about like, you know, Mitch says something and like Shmur like says not like him. He doesn't mention it. Like what's the pshat? So like didn't know. Like,
because very often he does quote the Mishnah.
Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But saying, but like it wasn't like he learned the Sugya before he learned the Mishnah. Like okay, the other's opened up. Like whatever, you know, like Mishpah can't wait after his days, you know what I mean? After, you know, Kol Torah Kol Ari. So no, whatever. So it wasn't like he learned it like we now do something like Mishpah can't place like Akra. It's like I might give it a tremendous chashivas to it, but Avdafka, he opened up Mishabura to see what he had to say. He doesn't mention Pshas. It wasn't Pshat, like, just like, Avdafka knew it. Anyhow, okay, so you make the bracha, Pshas make the bracha, the minig is all on to the Sefer Torah. Remembering that to Menagim, do you want to the Rius, or you want to the Atzei Chaim? So Pshas bracha, you hold on two hands, and then you drop your left hand. Peshas, that's in Kriya. Now, you're making the bracha, so discussion over here that do you look into the Sefer Torah when you're making the bracha? What's the shayla? The shayla is it being that looks like the people are going to think the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. Therefore, brought down, you should look to the side when you make the bracha. Shabura says, not so thrilled about doing that because it's maybe it's a little bit bizarre. You're making a bracha, you're looking away from it. This is really the when you make the bracha, Rishani should yachap panav al tzad. Shleim a bracha suus v'tayra. Then he says that's the correct thing you do. But he says the best. Proper thing. Looks like a bracha on something else. Therefore, the best idea would be to not look in the Sefer Torah b'shas bracha. This is how that would be the best. That would be the best thing to do. Yeah, bracha queen. Anyhow, it's closed, so it's not going to be a problem. Now, somebody messed up the bracha. So, if I'm mistaken, you said. He said it. What do you say? If you say the first bracha beforehand, then afterwards you do the opposite. That's Mishabura. Sefkatan Yud Dalit. That's Vav. Sorry. Yeah, now Bishas Dalit is supposed to read along. So he's supposed to read along with. And as you make your bracha, you make a bigger story. He's supposed to read along with. He's supposed to read along with the Baal Kaira. Support down the Zohar, maybe up his Zohar. There's a shayla how to learn the Zohar. The Zohar says not to say it. Does he mean not to say it at all? Does he mean not to say it out loud? The Maisa, the Minig, by most people, as you read it along, you just don't do it so loud. And that's like.
It's not in the Zohar that you don't read the
Chlal. Yeah, that's how someone, yeah. That maybe doesn't mean that. That Pirizam maybe doesn't mean that. But the Kipshita is you know, read along and just. You read along and you don't. You don't do it out loud. Now it's very interesting. This whole thing about making the bracha, or Meshach Shuvim Beis Lamed Hei, he says that the Rambam brings down that if you don't start or finish the parashah we saw last week within three psukim, why? He says like Yaisen is very like shkia. They're gonna leave him a kristar. Like why is he in the middle of kristar? He's chiv to a kristar. Now I leave kristar. How am I worried about the pump damal? The guy's gonna leave. And not only you know we're worried about this guy's gonna leave. He's been in shul before. He knows he make a bracha afterwards, right? Like, it's not like his first time he's been to Kriyas HaTorah. Elamai, we see how vait or choshesh that maybe somebody's going to think that you can do a kriya without a bracha. You see how chomer it is not to do a kriya without a bracha. Therefore, he's
a kriya without a bracha. We only write two.
A person's going to think that that you don't make a bracha because only mean two pesukim. So you see how chomer is make a kriya without a bracha. Therefore, he's writing that there was a minhag someplace didn't make a bracha on the techa. Right, so that's a terrible minhag to do such a thing. And about every kriya has to have a bracha. So there is discussion between the gay pashas and nesiyim. The chassidim do pashas and nesiyim. You know, the world is out there. What? Nisan, yeah. What would be the heter for one to do such a thing? The chayin to do a kri without a bracha.
Same thing with the kri zaka.
So it's passage in the scene, I can't find it right now. He goes along the line saying that it's only when it's like a chivas akriya, like the takonas, when this takonas chazal do chivas akriya, so then.
Is it a remish that such a chash? I thought the whole chash is either that they'll say that the next oila only read two, or the one before only read two. So the chash that they think that didn't make a bracha. Okay. So there's a chash. What? There's a chash over there. Yeah, but the chayyur, the chash is clear. The Gemara says that the chash is. That's what's going to be very. Yeah, and they'll say that they only read two.
See, they just say it's a minute, Pasha Zachar, that's why it's not so Pasha. My also Pasha Zachar is not really so Shachia, if a lady, later, I'm saying that.
Come here doing it later.
I'm saying that's why it's all up. They don't go ahead.
I don't know. What's the shot?
My first kind of broken thing, I don't think you let. What? They're not going to make a broken. So once they're not going to make a broken. So you shouldn't even finish them at all. Fine. Okay, I'm having to brings down over there somebody, the ad sends, he's starting to get his tire, and then the guy gets sick, and he can't finish up. So it says, a curb, that, being that you're not going to have a bracha, so you have to go back and you have to go back to the beginning because you have to have a bracha. That's just the concept. And it's not going to have a bracha, so you have to just go back and redo the kriya and whatever. Let's say Bakara gets sick in the middle, so they don't have a problem with the bracha, so they just brought down that batz and mikra, then you can just bring somebody else up. You have to, you know, it's not
so
a
bracha. So what does the Rambam mean? It was bothering me. What does the Rambam mean when he says, what in this manenu that the chazim reads?
Yeah, and I'm gonna get again to Aliyah. So the this part down over here, when you give Aliyah, you shouldn't give family members together Aliyah. This part down, you shouldn't have two brothers because of Ayin Hara, a father and a son. Who did Mishra brings down that father Ben Benui is paid not to give Aliyah. So what's the reason? Why the reason why it's gonna be outside Ayin Hara? This part down, the Kavchaim brings down that your grand Ben Bita is not a pound beside. Ben Bita is not going to be promised, only a grandson from over there. What about a Shver and a son-in-law also? Big around, that's not a problem. It's only those, it's only the ones you mentioned, and because of Ayin. It's supposed to tell we're knowing a local. But that cloud, Achmir was that. This is brother Ayin. Even if you want to say you don't care about it, state that you can't be mindful over there.
What is the Ayin?
I say?
What is the Ayin in this case?
I guess the Ayin is going to be that, I mean, the slate of Ayin Hara is, you guys heard a million times from me, no? What to say Ayin Hara is? Are you hearing enough time? No? No? Huh? He's saying it to you. No, you know what Ayin Hara is?
I don't know.
Really? Okay, it's good. I can say thing every week. Okay, not bad. It's good to know. I always worry, like, you know, I can see, the only thing you can't say over the story. Okay. You said the way Ayin Hara works is that, I mean, this is a classical mahalach. I'll just leave you with a kasha on how it works, but it was, you know, we're a little bit bothered by. The question is, how, what's the said Einar? How's Einar work? Like, how could it work? Like, overthink of evil eye? And, so basically, Chaim Friedlander and the Mechtavel Yol and others all go to mahalach. The way Einar works is, the pshat is that if I cause you to get jealous, so I cause you a chlisha zadas, I'm Urikina, so the Einish for being Marikina is that he has a kayach over me. That he has a kayach over me to give me Ayin Hara. That's the basic concept of Ayin Hara. The Gemara tell me that. Right? So Shiyecha Yom Sasasma. You want to live, you should go ahead and kill yourself. You should be low key. So the basic mahalach they say the Ayin Hara is basically the. If you're showing off, you're causing someone to be jealous. They say a Moshe Piro, so we need Chachmim Bin, a massive party, right? Through Europe, and it was like the biggest party in the world. He got sick shortly afterwards, and he said on his deathbed that he thinks the reason why he's dying is because Ayin Hara, because it means such a big thing. He said he did it for Kapha Taira, but the Finishreis with Afa Pikein or whatever. You know, that's the basic concept of Ayin Hara. So basically, the Malach going is basically, you don't have to like sit there hiding and whatever. If you live normally, you're fine, but if you're showing off and you're being Marikina, so then that's the Gadda of Ayin Hara. The one question we have on this is bothers us is Baba Basada Bezim Abiz, right? It says that person could look at your field and cause you Ayin Hara. It's like, what did you do wrong? You have a field. Like, what's this to do? Slip a fence? Like, on a lady. That's a little something which is bothering us. That's a mahalach of the Achrenim. But according to the classic mahalach Achrenim is that, it's the Fingarim Kinna, that's the English for that, is that a person has a koyach shlita over you, and if he has a koyach to go and be mazig you. If you don't do anything wrong, then you don't have to worry about Ayin Hara. Anyhow, back over here, it's like two brothers get Aliyah, people are jealous of them, they got Aliyah, right?
It comes from someone else calling them up.
Yeah, but they got it, right? I'm saying, like,
they didn't do anything.
You in your 20s, I'm saying, 20, whatever. It's always still like that, but like, you know, when you see like, the old people go upset, but then you got right? I'm saying, like, you never like a older man, which sucks. So therefore, I guess that's what I inherited. People say two brothers, father.
Tom and Cleaver, two in a row. I
don't think so. I think
no, they say he says
who?
Which is also like, can you be moichal her? Like, says if you don't care, you have to, because this is also shail where they say man the couple like the beginning leaving again her. Can you say this? I don't care. You know? Can the person have a right to say that or not? Right. So Moshe has a tshuva. Pshanu Yehuda Chassid. Is that the same thing? Up to Africa. Pshanu Yehuda Chassid. That makes them two things. Moshe has a tshuva. You don't have a right to say that. Like, you don't care. And you don't, you're not ready to do it. According to Ben Gibeon, when you get Aliyah, so there has to be three people around. It has to be like a Cain, Matan Teira, that you have three people. You have a Kosh Baruch Hu, you have a Pal Kaira, and you have the Kaira. It says that the Pal Kaira, the Ula is like Yisrael, saying the Balkaira is like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Skan is Kimein and Remain Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have to always have three people there. If a guy gets Aliyah, then you have to make sure always have three people there. Sometimes like there's time on Thursday and there's one on the other side. Might say you have to have three people there.
You don't need the Gabbai Shemi, right?
What do you say?
You don't need the Gabbai Shemi.
So our place is also brought down, there's been a step four. It's brought down, so play that you need to have two also.
That's
four people altogether. It's not again, anyhow, because once you have the guy gets lead, usually stays.
For Frishan,
that's where.
But yeah. Isn't in the Gea of the next thing, Mishnah says that there was another minig, one was small, only min. So, meaning, even though happens to be Nacha minig, but there's a din dafka was small, no? Meaning, the numbers we have, but the positioning do we have?
Oh, yeah. Now, the positioning is a big, like, handwriting. As which side should the Gabi be, where should the Ola be, and where should the. Where should be? So Kesher Shochem is done a minig. Let me bring over here. Also, it's from the. Where did that come?
Smell
of the Balkari. Pretty much the Kafachayim and Sidi Yavitz. The Eila Terra stands on the right of the Shliat Tzibur, and the Skan is going to be on his left side. That's 1 minute. He's now with the Aruch HaShulchan, and also Ksais HaShulchan, says the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, that the Shliach Tzibur and the Skan are the two sides of the Ayla, and the Skan is on the right side of the Bima, next to Ayla Taira, and then you have the Baal Kaira. It gets the two Menagim brought down in terms of what you do. So now, us in the Shul, we have the
Kair's on the left.
Kair's on the left, person, and scans on the right, which that'd be like the minhag of the Ksais HaShulchan, which is that is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you look around, just look around, I'm saying, it looks like most places do not do that.
Which part?
Which side is the person calling up? Aliyah, on the right side or the left side?
Left.
And most Shulchan is Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan is like that. All these the habits, whatever. Most places, I think. No, I'm saying. Look around. If you guys whatever, pay attention. Which side is the which side is on the left side or on the right side?
Hagi Ashkenazi is on the left. Hagi Sfari is on the right.
Mir is on the left.
Mir is on the left.
He's on the left of the mirror. He's on the left.
So he's supposed to be on the right or the left.
So the Tuminagim. The Tuminagim. So the Tuminagim is that way. Why do we start that way? I don't know. I don't know if it was like. Alright. Okay. The Kitzvah Chai brings out if you made a mistake, go back. And then Chazan Zakaira. Zakhtar Madafka if it changes the Indian. But if you were. If you're just telling the. Nigin atam, the drop, or nikud, or like the kudas, ein machzir nesay, avagaram bay. This is a very interesting word. You don't go back, but you have to scream at him. It's like, my, I wasn't meaning, I don't go back, but scream at him. It's like, what do we, and it brings on, the chash brings on, when you scream at him, don't embarrass him, and just, you know, you do as much, so much Shiva says that what it means is that the whole child is machzir nesay. As you finish, you have to go back and relane, you know, to do it properly. About the Bishas Mais, he says you correct him. You just, you're not Gurim, but he says you're Gurim, but you scream at him, right?
Trav also?
That's what I said. It says, Itab in Nagina Satam, Roy Benikad, in Machzir, and say, I have a Gurim, but you scream at him. You know, you have to go back, but you scream at him. It means, you don't go, it means that if you finish, and after the guy goes, oh, you made a mistake, but now the guy messed up, so then we're not going to go back. But about the Bishas Mais, it'll be said, you should go ahead and correct, and that's what it sounds like from Jewish tradition. That'll definitely be the pashtus. Now, even the Ramah, which is in Marzuna, say if you make a mistake, in Marzuna of Garambay, so that the Mishnah brings down even the Ramah, that means only in the case where it's not Mishtana. He says, because Nigina Nikim Shapir Rev, any Mishtana Yadam. Most times it's not Mishtana, but about if it's going to be Mishtana Indian, like Yasa, and he means Yasa, or Chilev or Chalev, so about the Yoishev Yeshev, about the Nimshtan, about the Machzir, say also Benikud Avadi says, who then you're going to have to go ahead and be, yeah, you're going to have to go ahead. So, Kitzel comes out of the Mishnah Berurah rules like this. One more time. If a guy makes a mistake, you have to, Machzir, say, you have to go back and finish off the laning. If it's Stam and Nigud Tam or whatever, if it's Mishtana, you have to go back. If it's not Mishtana, then Gurim Boy, sounds like you correct him, but you don't have to go back if you finished. The bracha brings down from the goyin knows even is not mishtana, mitzrim or mitzriyim, em v'em, he says that you go back, pre-chadash, Aaron, you won't say you go back, but like Maisa, yeah, we don't, that seems like we don't pass like. Shmuzamin, interesting, Hashem brings down over here in Parag, Yed, Beis, Chaf, Dalet. First brings down, let's say, if you do the El or Ra, and even though, like, Vahafta, if you do it all around, it changes it from Lashon Asa to Lashon Avar. He says, you don't have to be Misak Nebalkara for that, he says. He says, that you don't have to be Misak Nebalkara. And then he says, if you toy Benigan Ataimim, ain't Sark Lachser, Befrat, and toy El Eitan Krebus. He's making a lot of mistakes. He says, just leave it. That's what he says. Doesn't get
not to Vigar.
What?
Not even to Vigar.
Yeah. He's not even taking time, just, you know, just leave it. He says over here, just to leave it. No, that's what Shmuzaman says. Okay, so because the local man's background, you're supposed to correct him. Right, if it's getting crazy and whatever, so then, like, you know, it's getting out of hand, so then,
That's what else? Still can see you're gonna embarrass him.
So much, yeah, it makes a whole, like, I don't know, like, whatever, you know. Like he says, Malala Rael, even changes the Yom in it, and you get time, he says, Mokos. And Mishpur sounds like more like he's more yes into it, but you know, definitely if it's getting whatever, so then have the Afghan person would have to. I think I'll stop here.
Anything more about a safe pasuk?